As we begin our worship service, I have a few notes about the music for today. The hymns at the beginning of the service will include several played on the chimes, as well as a piano arrangement of What a Friend We Have in Jesus by Mark Sidio. The words for today's hymns, including the one we will sing after the sermon, may be found on our website and Facebook page. Before the sermon, you will hear a recording of St. John's United Ringers playing Festival Flourish by Thomas R. Pierce. The postlude will be Festive Peace by Niels W. Gade, a 19th century Danish composer. I played this piece for the postlude on the very first Sunday I played the organ for a worship service in a Presbyterian church in Ohio on July 6, 1969.
Thank you. As we begin our time of worship today, I want to remind you, as we do every week, that whenever we gather, near or far apart, that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire in our time of worship today to meet you where you are and to share God's love, God's peace, and God's comfort with you. So I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. As you inhale, invite God's Spirit of peace to fill you up. And as you exhale, set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on this morning's theme. Who among us likes being told what to do? Now I'm picturing in my mind's eye all of you sitting in your pews right now with absolutely no hands raised. We're an independent people. We want to make our own choices and do our own thing, which is why our theme for today, Chosen Journeys, spoke to me. Now I have to admit that the older I get, I know, I'm still young, but the older I get, the more decisions I have to make, and the more I dread making them, because they usually involve high stakes or a lot of money. But that being said, generally speaking, I wouldn't want to be told what to do all the time. In fact, please don't tell me what to do all the time. And I don't think I'm alone in this. We like having choices and freedom to do what we want. If this time of quarantine and mask wearing has exposed anything, it is that we as a people like to do what we want. We don't like having limitations put on us, and we have a hard time following the rules and considering others before ourselves. The truth is, though, God gives us choices, which we love, but is also pretty scary if you think about it, because with choice comes power and privilege, and we must use that power and privilege wisely and for the good of others. It is a choice to be kind or to be rude. It is a choice to show love or to show hatred. It is a choice to see beauty or to see destruction. It's a choice to see what's there or what's missing. To see the glass half full or half empty. It's a choice to go to God in prayer. It was even a choice to tune into church today. Now, we don't always make the best choices. I don't think you need me to tell you that. But what I will tell you is that God is with us in the choosing. And it is a journey, a lifelong adventure of choices, but one that God accompanies us on every single day without fail, and one that we pause in the midst of now to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join me in saying our prayer of confession out loud, and if you've got the words in front of you, that's wonderful to follow along, and if you don't, then just simply listen and pray along with me. Let us pray. God, we love having the freedom to make our own choices. We take advantage of the trust that you put in us to go about our days doing our own thing and choosing our own paths. We confess, however, that our freedom and our desire for it often gets the best of us, and we find ourselves forgetting that we do not live on our own deserted island. We are called to honor you and to consider one another in the choices we make, and yet we struggle to do so. At times, we even consciously choose to act in ways that are hurtful and unkind, just because they satisfy our need for revenge, or they make us feel bigger and better temporarily. In these difficult moments of choosing, remind us to pause and to pray for guidance, wisdom, and patience. Inspire us, strengthen us, and challenge us to do what is most life-giving for us and for those around us. Amen. Despite all the other choices that we make, When we make the choice to confess our sins and to ask God for forgiveness, it is given to us freely and abundantly. Psalm 145 tells us that the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. May we accept those gifts this day, and most importantly, may we live differently in this world because of them. Amen. Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 145, a few words of which I just shared. The verses I will be reading now are verses 8 through 14. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. And our gospel reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Something a little special this week, I've invited Abby Lamp, our children's choir director, to offer our children's message today, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I have a story for the young folk and those young at heart. I've been thinking a lot about all of you and wondering how you're doing. This has been a crazy year and not at all what we had planned. I really miss seeing all of you and all of the things that we were going to do together. And of course, when I start thinking about things, as you can imagine, I start thinking about songs that remind me of the situation I am in. For example, the other day, a song from a movie called The Life of Brian popped into my head. I know some of the grown-ups might be wondering why I would include a song from a Monty Python movie in my story, but you will see soon. Brian lived at the time of Jesus, and his life story was similar to Jesus' story. The song I thought of is called "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life." It's a very happy-sounding song, including whistling along with the tune. The odd thing is that when that song is being sung, Brian is hanging on a cross. Now, that is an odd time to be singing a happy song, for sure. But we need to remember what happened after that awful time, and of course, that amazing thing is what happened on Easter. So why am I thinking of this scene and this song today? Well, a lot of happy and fun things we had planned over the last 4 months didn't happen. But what did? Many of you had a personal egg hunt at Easter. Some of you had drive-by birthdays. We couldn't all get together to sing or party, but we found new ways to celebrate. I know one girl who went to her friend's house on her birthday and delivered cupcakes to all her friends. One night at my house, we decided to have a movie night, so we went to the movies. Maria made tickets, created a concession stand in the kitchen, and we all piled on the couch, including Snowy, and watched Onward together. We had so much fun, maybe even more fun than if we had been able to go to an actual movie theater. So what is the point with all these stories? Well, like Brian, perhaps we need to remember to always look on the bright side of life, because God is always with us, and even when things seem so bad or unusual, God is there to help us find the good things in a situation. I know I am looking forward to the day when we can all be together again. Until then, I hope and pray that we can find ways to find the good in situations and can help others find the good too. Please join me wherever you are to say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.